She earnestly implores him to wash, heal, water our minds and hearts, and to give to us trust in him, the merit of virtue, the acquirement of salvation, and joy everlasting. Nor can it be in any way doubted that he will listen to such prayer, since we read the words written by his own inspiration. The Spirit himself asketh for us with unspeakable groanings. Rom. 8:26. Lastly, we ought confidently and continually to beg of him to illuminate us daily more and more with his light, and inflame us with his charity. For, thus inspired with faith and love, we may press onward earnestly towards our eternal reward, since he is the pledge of our inheritance. F. 1:14-12. Such, venerable brethren, are the teachings and exhortations which we have seen good to utter, in order to stimulate devotion to the Holy Ghost. We have no doubt that, chiefly by means of your zeal and earnestness, they will bear abundant fruit among Christian peoples. We ourselves shall never in the future fail to labor towards so important an end, and it is even our intention, in whatever ways may appear suitable, to further cultivate and extend this admirable work of piety. Meanwhile, as 2 years ago, in our letter Providimutris, we recommended to Catholic special prayers at the Feast of Pentecost, for the reunion of Christendom, so now we desire to make certain further decrees on the same subject. An annual novena decreed. 13. Wherefore, we decree and command that throughout the whole Catholic Church, this year, and in every subsequent year, a novena shall take place before Whitsunday, in all parish churches, and also, if the local ordinaries think fit, in other churches and oratories, to all take part in this novena, and duly pray for our intention. We grant, for each day an indulgence of 7 years, and 7 quarantines, moreover, a plenary indulgence, on any one of the days of the novena, or on Whitsunday itself, or on any day during the octave, provided they shall have received the sacraments of penance, and the Holy Eucharist, and devoutly prayed for our intention. We will that those are legitimately prevented from attending the novena, or are in places where the devotions cannot, in the judgment of the ordinary, be conveniently carried out in church, shall equally enjoy the same benefits, provided they make the novena privately, and observe the other conditions. Moreover, we are pleased to grant, in perpetuity, from the treasury of the church, that whosoever, daily during the octave of Pentecost, up to Trinity Sunday inclusive, offer again publicly or privately any prayers, according to their devotion to the Holy Ghost, and satisfy the above conditions, shall a second time gain each of the same indulgences. All these indulgences we also permit to be applied to the suffrage of the souls in purgatory. 14. And now our mind and heart turn back to those hopes with which we began, and for the accomplishment of which we earnestly pray, and will continue to pray, to the Holy Ghost. Unite, then, venerable brethren, your prayers with ours, and at your exhortation let all Christian peoples add their prayers also, invoking the powerful and ever-acceptable intercession of the Blessed Virgin. Do you know well the intimate and wonderful relations existing between her and the Holy Ghost, so that she is justly called his spouse? The intercession of the Blessed Virgin was of great avail both in the mystery of the Incarnation, and in the coming of the Holy Ghost upon the Apostles. May she continue to strengthen our prayers with her suffrages, that, in the midst of all the stress and trouble of the nations, those divine prodigies may be happily revived by the Holy Ghost, which were foretold in the words of David, "Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth." P.S. C.I.I. 30. 15. As a pledge of divine favor, and a testimony of our affection, venerable brethren, to you, to your clergy, and people, we gladly impart in the Lord the apostolic benediction, given at St. Peter's, in Rome, on the 9th day of May, 1897, in the 20th year of our pontificate. Leo XIII.